And I'll rub your back, you rub mine attitude, maybe the grease that sometimes keeps the political process going, but it can create more squeaks at times. The hint of such a deal between Jefferson County Commission President David Carrington and Commissioner George Bowman is raising eyebrows, and among those whose attention is perked is John Archibald. He's a columnist with AL.com and the Birmingham News. He joins us most Thursdays, and John, good to have you here.
Good to be here, Andrew.
Now, what happened that you say that smacks of political payoff?
Yeah, well, first of all, of course, Bowman and Carrington both deny that any such deal exists. But a couple weeks ago, of course, we had the contentious debate over the county attorney in which Bowman provided the much-needed deciding vote. At this time, you remember Bowman and Carrington's staff were at odds. They were going to fight. They were going to file human resources complaints against each other. They hated each other. Then comes this week when Bowman asked for a $43,000 increase to pay for his staff, and Carrington and Sandra Little Brown, the same majority that voted for the lawyer, agreed to give him the bailout.
So you have this connection possibly between the vote for the increase in office and money for his office budget, and also the vote for the county attorney. This also comes at a time when the county is bankrupt, cut many jobs. Is this more than just a bad PR move?
Well, according to Joe Knight and Jimmy Stevens, the other commissioners, the commissioners who are on the losing side of both of these votes, it's a kick in the teeth to those people who have been fired, who have been laid off, who have been forced to take less money to do jobs to feed their families. And they say, well, look, we got to set a better example than this. And just look at it. It stinks. And that's where they're coming from.
Well, Carrington, as you said, says there has nothing to do with the vote for the county attorney, that increasing Bowman's office budget was in return for a commitment to live within his means next year. Do you believe him?
Well, you know, he makes a good point when he says, you know, this money was already spent. Two-thirds of this money was already spent. And if basically they decide not to give this money, not to provide this money, Bowman's staff for the rest of the year would have to subsist on minimum wage, which, you know, it might be a compelling argument. But as the others say, you know, everybody else had to do this in October.
Well, you mentioned a moment ago that Bowman and Carrington's office had been at odds with each other. How do you square that friction with what's happened in the last day?
How do you square it? Well, I don't square it at all. I mean, you know, it smacks of what it smacks of, and there's no way to look at it and not have some questions.
Well, you also write this week about Public Service Commission President Twinkle Cavanaugh and her comments about climate change. And, John, give us a little background on what she's been saying on this topic.
Well, she has been adamant that, you know, the bogus science of climate change or global warming, she says, has threatening jobs in Alabama. And she has taken her role as public service commissioner, which is supposed to be, to regulate utilities, and use it as a way to basically bash any environmental group, and cannot name any environmentalist who is not an extreme environmentalist, she says. The rhetoric to me is somewhat pandering.
Well, you call her the George Wallace of her generation. What do you mean by that comparison?
As I said earlier, hyperbole is one of the tools in my tool belt. But I really think it's a good comparison. I think that George Wallace looked at the future and looked at the past and looked at polls and said, I'm going to go with the polls. And that means stick to the status quo, try not to change, ignore the risk to your population. It's a populist view that worked, and I think that she has studied that politic.
Well, hyperbole notwithstanding, George Wallace is a pretty loaded comparison.
It is, but of course, I mean, for those in Alabama who studied and know George Wallace, they know that in the end, George Wallace was elected governor of Alabama with a majority black vote, that he was in some ways redeemed, that he came back and apologized for his previous behavior. He's not Adolf Hitler here. This is a recognized politician, and that's where I'm coming from.
Well, she may be flying in the face of scientific consensus, but this is an elected position just like the governorship that George Wallace was in. Do you think she's expressing anything different than what prevailing attitudes in Alabama are?
Oh, absolutely not. Absolutely not. And that's the point. The point is that if you go with prevailing attitudes and don't try to change the reality for the better, then you're pandering to the lowest common denominator.
Yeah. So what do you see the effect of what Kavanaugh is saying, the fact that, in your view, she's pandering? You know, what's the result of that?
Well, she's rolling the dice on our future. I think we just better hope she's right.
John Archibald is a columnist for AL.com and the Birmingham News. You can read his thoughts every Wednesday, Friday, and Sundays, also online. John, thanks for coming by.
Thanks for having me, Andrew.